Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Go ahead, put the smile on the weekends here. Just getting right to the point. You can now enjoy your Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday. Weather-wise, my goodness, Austin Price has done a job for you. He's in about 3 minutes or so with the weather and an update and the traffic. We'll talk to him about that. But right now, let's look at three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Drag queens will be featured during the upcoming holiday season in downtown Pensacola. On Thursday evening, Pensacola officials approving the event despite organized protests. Now, a drag queen Christmas is scheduled to take place at the Sanger Theater on December 23rd. Theater management has confirmed that performers may be subject to arrest if they violate obscenity laws.
Number two.
A proposed ordinance in Santa Rosa County to require conversion from septic tanks to sewer systems did not pass on Thursday with a vote of 3-2. State law stipulates that residents using septic tanks must apply for connection to sewage systems within 365 days once access is available. The proposed ordinance was consistent with this existing state regulation.
Number three.
On Thursday, FHP and ICE conducted an immigration enforcement operation. This happened at Outer Spaces Landscaping on East Cross Street. Several employees were arrested and detained during that raid. Pensacola Police Department spokesman Mike Wood confirmed PPD was not involved in the raid. However, one detective was present as an observer due to the location being within the city limits of Pensacola.
All righty. Now, with us knocking on the door of 515 here, we're going to do two things. One, we're going to give you your traffic and weather together like normal. But two, we're going to announce our final winner for this week for some tickets to Florida State Pittsburgh. I'm looking at the roads here. Don't see much going on. We do have some slight congestion in several areas, but it shouldn't hold you up for too long. Our worst looking spots are going to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and also maybe a little bit at where Highway 87 meets Navarre Parkway. That's near the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 64 this evening. Going to be sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days, but that's including most notably your Saturday and Sunday, where the high is only going to be 83. Now, as far as our winner to these tickets here, our winner for the final pair of tickets to Florida State Pittsburgh is Donovan Stanchio. That's Donovan Stanchio. You are our winner of the final pair of tickets to Florida State Pittsburgh. I will get in touch with you with the contact information you provided shortly. But one more time, final winner for this week for Florida State Pittsburgh. Those tickets go to Donovan Stanchio.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Santa Rosa Commissioners honored a local hero on Thursday, Sergeant Major Robert Patterson, a U.S. Army vet and recipient of the Medal of Honor.
I'm going to hand the microphone over to you, Sergeant Major. I'm handing the microphone over to you.
Okay. Am I supposed to talk?
You can tell us anywhere. You can tell us anything.
Tell you anything. I am the proverbial one. She ticked me off on Sunday night, and I showed her butt Monday morning. Dropped out of high school in 12th grade, joined the Army. Really showed her.
Well, besides serving in the Vietnam War, he maintained his sense of humor.
Clearly.
During the Vietnam War, this is very interesting. He single-handedly took out multiple bunkers and killed 8 enemy soldiers. He was awarded that Medal of Honor by President Richard Nixon.
Wow, already. And 2 people taken to the hospital after being involved in a crash on 9 Mile near the Navy Federal Campus yesterday. You may remember us reporting this during our show, during the traffic updates Thursday. Officials say a commercial truck ran a red light and caused the accident. A 29-year-old woman and a 30-year-old man said to have minor injuries after the crash. The driver of the commercial truck was cited for running a red light.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida man is facing federal charges after a bizarre lottery ticket heist turned into a comedy of errors. Ted Linder has that story.
Authorities say 43-year-old Justin Farley stole $7,000 worth of scratch-offs from a Circle K in St. Petersburg, only to return a few hours later to the same store to try and cash them in. When that failed, he made multiple attempts at both the Circle K and a nearby 7-Eleven. Eventually, Farley allegedly then pulled a replica gun on a 7-Eleven clerk, stealing $120 and a pack of cigarettes. He was arrested weeks later and questioned by police, allegedly confessing, telling officers that he simply needed money. He now faces a federal Hobbs Act charge for robbery affecting commerce. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Also going on in your Florida scene here, Rick Scott wants China to be formally designated as an adversary. Senator Scott introduced a resolution yesterday condemning Chinese President Xi Jinping as an adversary that seeks to undermine and destroy the American way of life. Scott calls Xi a ruthless dictator who spies on our citizens, funnels deadly fentanyl into our nation to kill us and destroy the American economy.
517 News Radio 92.3. If you remember, I was telling you a story earlier about the bridge prices on the Navarre Bridge back in 1960.
Right.
25 cents. The projected price, if they do the project, would be anywhere between, I think they said, $2 and $5.50. So I was using that kind of as a lead in here because this is another example of prices potentially soaring in the state of Florida. Walt Disney, again, raising prices for you Mouseketeers. This week, WDW raised its prices once again. Currently, Disney's annual prices are approximately, okay, you ready for some numbers here, Austin? Are approximately 3,300% higher than they were 54 years ago, reflecting an average rise of about 6%. Park visitors are experiencing increases up to $80 more this year.
My goodness. All right. 518 here. We will take a quick
happy
break.
Happy Mouse Day to you.
Yes, as happy as it can be. We'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, along with another quick check of your roads and weather right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed. You're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Celebrate 90 years of fair fun for 11 big days starting October 16th with Dollar Day, $1 admission, and $1 rides. Free shows by Rodney Atkins, Clay Walker, Sawyer Brown, George Burge, Petra, Tyler Farr, The Coasters and the Drifters, Al Joslin, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Great rides, exhibits, food, and games, plus Circus Hollywood and Family Petting Zoo. And don't miss Friday Midnight Madness with unlimited rides. For half-price admission tickets and $5 off-ride wristbands, PensacolaFair.com.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income, Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Landrum Annual 5K Run Walk is Saturday morning, starting at the downtown Landrum offices. Everyone is encouraged to get out and get moving. Proceeds benefit Lakeview Center. The Taste of the Beach Food Festival is Saturday from 10 till 4. Come out for the flavors, the fun, and new features showcasing the best chefs and restaurants on the beach. Find out more at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23 News Radio 92.3. New report offering clues about how Americans feel about the economy. Lillian Wu is in with the details.
The latest numbers on consumer sentiment in the U.S. show it remains somber but steady as the index hovers at levels typically seen during recessions. The first reading of the sentiment survey in October basically flat at 55, according to the University of Michigan. That drop was less than the expectation, to 54.2. The numbers do show that Americans have soured on the prospect of finding new jobs, and they're still frustrated by persistent inflation, giving them little confidence the economy will improve soon. Consumer sentiment helped gauge how Americans feel about their own finances as well as the broader economy. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Not a pretty day on the markets. Stocks ending down this afternoon. Laura Kantner has the numbers.
A massive market sell-off on Wall Street Friday, following President Trump's warning of higher tariffs on Chinese goods in response to China's new restrictions imposed on rare earth mineral exports. The Dow finishing down 879 points, S&P 500 down 183, NASDAQ down 820. Bloomberg News is reporting that AstraZeneca is expected to announce a deal with President Trump to cut drug prices. Shares of Protagonist Therapeutics skyrocketing Friday. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Johnson & Johnson is in talks to acquire the biopharmaceutical company. They're already partnering up on developing an oral treatment for immune diseases, including plaque psoriasis and ulcerative colitis. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
525, you can thank Austin Price for that beautiful weather out there and local traffic together this afternoon. Not a bad day. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, Austin.
Yeah, you're welcome, Pensacola. I've been busting my hump here to keep these roads clear and the skies equally so. Let's see. We've got a little bit of backups where Highway 87 meets Navarre Parkway, but that's not too bad at this time. Also have a little bit of backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But all in all, it's looking pretty good out there on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home for the weekend. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear, not just for the weekend, but for the next several days. However, Saturday and Sunday have the most accommodating highs, sitting only at around 83.
I imagine if you were up in Montana or Idaho somewhere, and then you heard a forecast like that, you would probably break down in tears this afternoon. Hey, listen, I want to tell you this. The weather is going to be nasty. Let me just give you a reference point. South Carolina, northern, up the coast.
Okay.
It's going to be really wet parts of the eastern seaboard, bracing for a volatile weather weekend. Bain Frohney, she's in Charleston this afternoon, has this report on News Radio 92.3.
Major flooding impacts in Charleston, South Carolina today and through the weekend. We're watching for a major high tides impacting road conditions, as with high tide, as it comes in, it usually comes up through their storm drain. So even if it's not raining, a lot of flooding can be happening throughout the entire city, especially into the downtown area. At this point, This high tide could potentially be the 18th highest tide on record in the city of Charleston. Now, it's not just today. This is also going to happen throughout the entire weekend. On top of this, also watching for that low pressure system sitting just off the coast, and that's going to be bringing gusty winds and more rain as well. We could see up to 2 to 3 inches for Charleston later on this weekend. For now, in South Carolina, Fox Weather meteorologist Bain Froney.
Officials are announcing billions in funding for new construction projects along the southwest border. Officials with the Department of Homeland Security, as well as Customs and Border Protection, said on Friday that $4.5 billion had been awarded to 10 projects. The projects are the first to be funded through Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which was signed into law back in July. The administration noted that the contracts would help them construct a smart wall or a border security system that combines steel barriers, waterborne barriers, patrol roads, lights, cameras, and advanced detection technology.
Afternoon, 527 News Radio 92.3. Layoffs on federal workers have begun as the government shutdown approaches its third week. Jared Halpern's at the White House.
Federal workers across the government are being notified of reductions in force. A spokesperson for the White House Budget Office says layoffs are substantial. The Trump administration has warned of layoffs if the government shutdown continued, a departure from previous shutdowns when federal workers were furloughed but brought back to work once a spending bill was passed. A group of unions representing federal workers is suing, asking a federal judge in San Francisco to block the firings, arguing the administration is improperly using the shutdown as the basis for layoffs. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
MIT is rejecting the Trump administration's proposed compact for academic excellence in higher education. The 10-point memo would have required sweeping changes on campus in exchange for a funding advantage and federal grant awards, and it was also provided to 9 higher learning institutions last week. The administration is seeking reforms such as a rewiring of the admissions process, student grading, and policies pertaining to transgender athletes.
Well, we now know one school that doesn't need any money. There you go. Turning Point USA chapter over at Rutgers University is demanding the firing of a professor. Alex McAdams has the details.
This teacher is still at the school. He's not gone yet. The Rutgers Turning Point chapter tells me they're not going anywhere either, calling for the university to cut ties with the assistant professor that they call Dr. Antifa, Mark Bray. He teaches history at Rutgers University. Turning Point demanding the school fire him because they believe he is a member of Antifa, which the White House declared a domestic terrorist organization. Bray tells the New York Times, I'm not a member, I just study it, but Turning Point tells me they don't buy it. He published the Antifa Anti-Fascist Handbook. In the book, he wrote himself that at least 50% of the proceeds were donated to the International Anti-Fascist Defense Fund.
The White House is taking issue with the Nobel Prize Committee for not choosing President Trump as the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Trump had lobbied for the award, citing his record at ending conflicts. White House spokesman Stephen Chung posted on X that the Nobel Committee has proven they're placing politics over peace.
Protests continuing today outside of a Chicago-area ICE facility as a federal judge temporarily blocks a National Guard deployment in Illinois. Garrett Teddy has more from Broadview, Illinois on News Radio 92.3.
We got another big crowd of protesters here outside the ICE processing facility here in Broadview. And what they're doing is here is they are lining along this road where federal agents will go in and out of that facility. And this is where crowds have been blocking those cars up until about a week ago. State police are out here and they sent a message first thing this morning when they took down several protesters who ignored commands to stay out of the road. The Justice Department is appealing its case for deploying the National Guard to Chicago. So for now, the 200 Texas National Guard troops that are in Illinois are just on standby. In her ruling, Judge April Perry, a Biden appointee, said this case came down to credibility.
All right. I hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for having us on. In 5 minutes or less, Austin and I will look at the sports coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Zossier. 19 people remain missing after an explosion at a military munitions plant early this morning in Tennessee. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis.
There's nothing to describe. It's gone. It's, again, it's the most devastating scene that I've seen in my career.
The cause of the explosion yet to be determined. Officials reported that search and rescue teams were kept away from the site for hours because of burning debris and the potential risk of a second explosion. Still no deal to reopen the government. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says a continuing resolution already passed by the House and sitting in the Senate is a nonpartisan funding plan needs just five Democrats to overcome the filibuster.
I think what the Democrats have concluded is that they think this is a political game.
Senator Thune on the Fox News channel, the GOP is urging Democrats to fund the government first, then have discussions about health care. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Last week against the Denver Broncos, A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts couldn't get on the same page, and it cost the Philadelphia Eagles a touchdown. Last night against the New York Giants, Hurts missed a wide-open Devontae Smith for six. And after last night's game, A.J. was at a loss for words. It's looking like A.J. doesn't like his QB right now, and I think not by the 2025 trade deadline, but during this upcoming offseason, he'll force his way out of Philadelphia. I'm Zach Gelb.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Down, set, hut! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app.
Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games
Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
The news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. number one.
Drag queens will be featured during the upcoming holiday season in downtown Pensacola. On Thursday evening, Pensacola officials approved the event despite organized protests. A drag queen Christmas is scheduled to take place at the Sanger Theater on December 23rd. Theater management has confirmed that performers may be subject to arrest if they violate obscenity laws.
Number two.
A proposed ordinance in Santa Rosa County to require conversion from septic tanks to sewer systems didn't pass on Thursday with a vote of 3-2. State law stipulates that residents using septic tanks must apply for connection to sewage systems within 365 days once access is available. The proposed ordinance was consistent with the existing state regulation.
Number three.
On Thursday, FHP and ICE conducted an immigration enforcement operation at Outer Spaces Landscapes on East Cross Street. Several employees were arrested and detained during the raid. PPD spokesman Mike Wood confirmed that Pensacola police was not involved in the raid. However, one detective was present as an observer due to the location being within city limits.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Scambia deputies saying more than $100,000 worth of stolen items were recovered at a home in Cantonment. Deputies arrested four suspects after raiding that home on Amy Avenue. Sheriff Chip Simmons in now today.
Honestly, they're just a bunch of thieves. They were stealing anything and everything that they can get their hands on. We recovered everything from stolen motorcycles. There were a lot of lawn equipment that was recovered. It was a firearm that was recovered, and one individual was arrested for possession of that firearm by convicted felons. The value of the stolen property so far is well over $100,000.
34-year-old Colby Myrick was charged with felony possession of stolen property. The investigation's ongoing, and investigators say more arrests are possible.
And the lifeguard tower is coming off the beach after this weekend. Lifeguards will remain at lower staffing levels through next March when they begin gearing up for the next summer beach season. During the off time, though, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says that they will be running tryouts for next year's lifeguard crew.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Dodgers score their two runs in this win on a bases-loaded walk. And an error by the pitcher with the bases loaded.
Wow, what an ending. It ended that way, but what a pitch game by both teams. And the Dodgers ultimately will move on to the NLCS.
On TNT Sports, the reigning World Series champions are one series win away from returning to the Fall Classic. Dodgers beat the NL East champion Phillies in 11 innings, 2-1, to take the series in four games. This one ended in a way Phillies fans will feel for a long time. Human error cost the team the game, a glitch by relief pitcher Orion Kerkering.
And you just want to wrap your arms around Orion Kerkering. I mean, that is something that he will think about for a long, long time. He's a great young pitcher, and you hope he comes back and has a great, long career. He's a guy you're going to root for the rest of his career after that, but he just forgot how many outs. Jaquez breaks his bat. Kerkering got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away, and the Dodgers have won.
On TNT Sports, the Dodgers advance past the Phillies in 11 innings and await the winner of the Brewers-Cubs series. Game 4 in Chicago last night, the Cubbies stayed alive with a 6-0 shutout win, sent the series back to Milwaukee for tomorrow's deciding Game 5.
And the New York football Giants lead over the reigning Super Bowl champions 34-17.
On Prime Video, upset in the Garden State, second loss in 5 days for the Eagles. Giants rookie quarterback Jackson Dart threw one touchdown and ran for another. Rookie running back Cam Scadaboo scored three TDs and rushed for 98 yards. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And there's three games on the college football schedule tonight. South Florida taking on North Texas in an American Conference matchup. Now, that's a big one because North Texas, I believe, is 5-0, USF 4-1. So very high implications there for the Group of Five's playoff rep, potentially. And then in a Big Ten battle, we got Washington hosting Rutgers. And lastly, Fresno State heading to Fort Collins, Colorado, to take on the Colorado State Rams in a Mountain West clash.
Okay, while we're diving into a little bit of college here, let's not forget UWF taking on show on tomorrow, kickoff 4 o'clock. It's the big homecoming game. Up on campus, it's always a lot of fun. High school activity. Well, let me just kind of revert back to Thursday night's action. wasn't pretty for Gulf Breeze. Milton over Gulf Breeze 42-0. Tonight's high school schedule. Ready for this? In Pace at Tate. That is ESPN 1330 Pensacola, 99.1 FM's game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
What time you kick that off? 7:30?
7.
Okay, and that's on ESPN. Jay versus Northview. Pensacola High, Escambia. Pine Forest at Booker T. Washington. Pensacola Catholic at Walton. Panama City Bay at West Florida. And Navarre at Crestview, the bye week team. Central, they'll be playing Vernon on October 17th.
And lastly here, just to kind of toss it in last moment, Game 4 of the WNBA Finals set for tonight. The Las Vegas Aces looking to win their third title in franchise history when they take on the Mercury in Phoenix. The Mercury going to be without star Satu Sabally, who suffered a concussion in Game 3, similarly to our high school football game of the week. Tip-off for that game set for 7 p.m.
Here's today's health news.
The feds want to put some distance between your home and stationary generators. Jill Nato. He has a story on News Radio 92.3.
After studying the issue for 4 years, the Consumer Product Safety Commission says Americans need to put stationary generators at least 25 feet from their homes. The study was done after carbon monoxide from generators entered 105 Louisiana homes following Hurricane Ida in 2021, when much of the region was without power. More than a dozen people got sick. Now the CPSC is calling for urgent action. The move is meant to prevent the gas from entering homes through windows. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Today is World Mental Health Day, held every October 10th to raise awareness of mental health issues around the globe. This year, the WHO is highlighting mental health issues created by crises like natural disasters, war, and public health emergencies. The agency estimates that 1 in 5 people suffering through a crisis experience a mental health condition.
News Radio 92.3 afternoon to you. It's the weekend version. We're already ready to kick it in. Thanks for having us on today. A California company issues a major pasta recall. This is tied to a Listeria outbreak. Carmen Roberts has more for you.
Discovery of a deadly strain of Listeria prompts Nate's Fine Foods of Roseville, California, to recall nearly 245,000 pounds of pre-cooked linguine, fettuccine, penne, and other pastas sold to large producers of heat-and-eat meals and pasta salads. The FDA says the products were sold to grocery stores nationwide on September 25th. Tests showed the pasta contained the same strain of Listeria found in chicken fettuccine Alfredo and meatball linguine products linked to an outbreak that's killed 4 people since August 2024. The FDA is warning consumers to throw the pasta out or return it for a refund. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
If you're looking for cheaper prices for your popular weight loss drugs, I might have an idea here for you. Members of a retail store are in absolute luck. Lisa Brady has the details.
This is House Call for Health. 2 weight loss drugs so popular it's led to cost and availability concerns are about to be cheaper for some users. Costco members will be able to purchase Ozempic and Wegovy for half price. The price break stems from a new partnership between the retailer and the pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk, which manufactures the 2 drugs. Members can get a 4-week supply of the injectable pens through the Costco prescription program. The medications will cost $499 for Costco members who pay out of pocket, and a prescription is still required. Many insurance companies do not cover the medications. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Rain, best way to sum it up for the southwest part of the U.S. The East Coast is going to get slammed. You may need to bring an umbrella with you if you're moving north of Charleston, South Carolina, up the East Coast of the states. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean is in with an explanation why it's happening.
Heavy rain across the southwest is going to be a big story into the weekend as tropical moisture from the remnants of Priscilla from the Pacific will stream northward and bring rain for several days over areas that are not used to this much water in such a short period of time. Meanwhile, coastal flooding, high surf, and dangerous rip currents will be the story for the southeast and the mid-Atlantic as an area of low pressure forms and moves up the coast through the weekend. Cooler temperatures for the eastern U.S. before another warm-up moves in on Friday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, we'll do it in reverse here. We framed it nationally for you. Let's take you local. Austin Price in with the weather and traffic this afternoon.
Luckily, I don't have much to report on, and that's a compliment to you out there riding and driving on the roads at this time. We do have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and maybe some very minor ones on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. But neither of those spots are much of a shock. The only spot that is kind of standing out to me at this time is if you are trying to get onto the Navarre Beach Bridge and then continuing onto it to get onto the beach, we do have some backups there. No confirmation of an accident or anything. I think it's just a massive influx. But outside of that, there's not really much that should be standing out for you right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 81 degrees, going to be a low of 64. Over the course of the next several days, sunny, mostly clear, hardly any clouds in the sky, much less rainfall chances. Saturday and Sunday are going to be exceptional because they only have highs of around 83 degrees.
Here's today's business news.
The Trump administration beginning federal layoffs as the government remains shut down. What is this, day 10 now and counting?
Yeah.
Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The OMB director is confirming that they have started the reduction in force here. Now, the spokesperson for OMB says that the reduction in force had begun and they are substantial. President Trump told me earlier this week that he had selected the programs that would be permanently eliminated. The president further addressed this at the cabinet meeting yesterday. Listen.
And we'll be making cuts that will be permanent. And we're only going to cut Democrat programs. I hate to tell you. I guess that makes sense. But we're only cutting Democrat programs.
We don't know which programs have been eliminated at this point, but a government shutdown allows the president to remove the funds for those programs, thus removing the workers attached to those programs. And the president has said for a long time that if Democrats would just vote to reopen the federal government through a clean continuing resolution, he wouldn't be able to lay off the workers.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Sam Altman-backed Campus has hired Meta's former AI chief Jerome Pacenti as its technology head and acquired his AI company for an undisclosed amount. The college startup aims to make education more accessible, and it's also backed by Peter Thiel's Founders Fund and former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal, among others. The Justice Department announced it secured an indictment against New York Attorney General Letitia James for bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution after an investigation into mortgage fraud allegations. James denies any wrongdoing. Stocks were significantly lower today on Wall Street during a sell-off, with the Dow falling nearly 900 points, good enough for a loss of close to 2%. The S&P 500 down 182, and the NASDAQ lost 3.5%. That's Your Money Now.
548 News Radio 92.3, a great-looking Friday afternoon. It is a beauty out there. It's going to look all just great all weekend long. PepsiCo becoming the latest company to overhaul one of its brands. Carmen Roberts tells us what changes to expect and why they're happening.
PepsiCo announces the largest redesign for potato chip maker Lay's in its nearly 100-year history.
The consumer is telling us that they prefer products that taste great but have natural ingredients.
PepsiCo CEO Ramon LaGuarta tells Fox Business the company's removing artificial flavors and colors from snacks like Cheetos and Doritos in the U.S. by the end of the year and launching some with no colors.
That's why we call it naked. It will not have any colors.
Lay's will make its baked chips with olive oil and 50% less fat, while a new kettle-cooked variety will use avocado oil with 40% less fat. PepsiCo's also changing the chip packaging to reflect the sun and farm-grown potatoes. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Philadelphia Cream Cheese releasing two highly anticipated items just in time for the holiday season. The brand's parent company, Kraft Heinz, announced it will now offer Philadelphia frozen cheesecakes and cinnamon cream cheese frosting. According to the company, it will launch the first ever frozen cheesecake from a mainstream cream cheese brand, with customers being able to choose from original or strawberry swirl. The cinnamon frosting is expected to bring a nostalgic flavor with its blend of warm cinnamon and brown sugar.
5:50, 10 away from 6, News Radio 92.3, changes in attitudes, changes in latitudes, and changes in uniforms. Well, that's what Starbucks has gone through for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Been a big bunch of changes there. Now, more changes this time involving cutting employees. Lillian Wu has the report.
Starbucks is laying off nearly 1,000 workers in the Seattle area starting December 5th, according to the Washington State Employment Security Department. This comes less than a week after Starbucks publicly disclosed it'd be laying off 338 workers in various locations across Washington State. The layoffs are labeled as a closure, but the recent separations were unspecified. It's not known if these layoffs will affect Starbucks corporate or in-store employees. A worker adjustment and retraining notification is required by companies to give 60 days notice before planned mass layoffs. Starbucks submitted that October 9th. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, Tesla may claim to have a safe car, but not necessarily a safe autonomous driver. Eben Brown reports this one.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now investigating why Tesla's self-driving tech is making vehicles run red lights, among other things that would certainly get a human driver at least a ticket. So far, they've had more than 50 incident reports of autonomous cars using Tesla's full self-driving software, not just running red lights, but crossing into wrong lanes. Sometimes the car did stop at the red light and never moved again once the light went green. The investigation comes as Tesla releases a major update to its full self-driving software. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you, along with some pop culture notes to help ease you into this 6 o'clock hour on this Friday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Join Ballet Pensacola Tuesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk, where Sarah and guest choreographer Michael Papalardo introduce the upcoming performance of Dracula at the Center. This is a must-see production. Every movement is infused with hypnotic beauty and raw power, creating an experience that is unforgettable. Tickets are available October 17th through the 26th. Get yours at BalletPensacola.org or at the Center box office.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The Santa Rosa County Commission honors a local Medal of Honor recipient that weirdly, nobody even realized was living amongst us. The Senate votes down an effort to require the president to present to them a request for the authorization of the use of military force against Venezuelan cartel drug boats. Are Milton City Council members going to sit in a booth at Bands on the Blackwater just to meet the citizens? Interesting idea. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? With a thousand million questions about hate and death.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In a world of persecution that is burning in its
greed. 5:55, News Radio 92.3, the voice of John Lodge, singer bassist of the Moody Blues, who died at 82. We'll have a story on that in just a bit. But as we move along, Austin Price is in with the traffic and weather this afternoon.
Yeah, luckily not too much to dig into. If you've got some backups giving you trouble trying to get onto Navarre Beach Bridge, and then once you're over the bulk of the bridge trying to get onto the beach itself, we do have a couple of short waves of congestion there. So it looks like a lot of people are heading to the beach at this time, but don't worry, it shouldn't hold you up for too long. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's just a little wave of congestion. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up remotely. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 64 tonight. This weekend's going to be sunny, mostly clear. Same with the first couple of days of your upcoming work week. But Saturday and Sunday are particularly special because the high is only sitting at around around 83.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I know a lot of baby boomers are going to be affected by this, especially for music aficionados. Yes, John Lodge, I mentioned in a second ago, singer and bassist of the Moody Blues, died at 82. Michelle Polino has the details.
John Lodge, the longtime singer and bassist for the British rock band the Moody Blues, has died at 82. In a statement, his family said that Lodge died suddenly and unexpectedly. They continued saying he peacefully slipped away, surrounded by his loved ones and the sounds of the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly. Born in Birmingham, England, Lodge joined the Moody Blues in 1966, 2 years after its formation. He and Justin Hayward helped shape the band's distinct sound that blended rock, classical, and psychedelic influences.
Nights in white satin.
Lodge appeared on some of the band's most iconic albums, including 1967's Days of Future Past, widely considered one of rock's first concept albums. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And since we're on the subject of iconic groups in the music industry, No Doubt is reuniting for a series of concerts in Las Vegas. The popular 1990s band from Orange County, California, featuring Gwen Stefani on vocals, will play 6 shows at the Sphere in Las Vegas. The short run is scheduled for May of next year, with pre-sale tickets available next week. Full information can be found on the band's website.
I'd like to see that concert. That'd be a goodie. Okay. You know, Gwen Stefani back in front.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like it. Okay, News Radio 92.3, Piece of American History is up for sale. You're going to like this one. Joe Morgan has the details.
Muhammad Ali's unsigned draft card heads to auction today. The Vietnam-era military draft card, which Ali was supposed to sign in 1967 but refused to do, is estimated to sell for between $3 and $5 million, according to Christie's Auction House. Ali was convicted of draft evasion, banned from boxing, and stripped of his heavyweight boxing title for refusing induction into the U.S. Army. 3 years later, Ali was allowed to resume boxing, and the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the conviction on an 8-0 vote in 1971. The three-time heavyweight champion died in 2016 at the age of 74 after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
The conservative group Turning Point USA has announced its All-American halftime show that will run opposite of the NFL Super Bowl 60 halftime show at Levi's Stadium. Bad Bunny is the Super Bowl's halftime headliner, and Turning Point USA, which was founded by late conservative activist Charlie Kirk, describes their event as one that celebrates faith, family, and freedom.
No birds in Atlanta this year. As a government shutdown continues, Atlanta's annual air show will miss a key performance. Here's Rob DeZero from Peachtree Center.
The skies over Falcon Field will be much quieter at this year's Atlanta Air Show in Peachtree City. Due to the government shutdown, the Air Force Thunderbirds had to stay home, along with all other military planes. The stage is already set for the show, and older warplanes have been flying in and taking their positions. Organizers still plan to wow aviation enthusiasts, young and old. But the Air Dot Show Tour knows it won't be the same, so they have plans to make it up to people next year. This weekend, the gates at Falcon Field will open Saturday at 9 a.m., and the performances are expected to start at noon.
Okay, a documentary on actor and comedian John Candy arrives on Prime Video, and Annapolis is on News Radio 92.3.
John Candy, I Like Me, explores the world of the trains, planes, and automobile star by speaking with those who knew him best. Through never-before-seen archival footage, imagery, and interviews, I Like Me is a doc that looks at the life, career, and the loss of one of the most beloved actors of our time.
I can't tell you what was right about John Candy or what was wrong, but he was my friend.
This is a guy who, the minute you see his face, you're going to smile.
Candy was from Canada, and the doc is produced by fellow Canadian Ryan Reynolds and directed by Colin Hanks. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Okay, congrats to Donovan Stanchio of Lillian, Alabama, picking up those tickets to the FSU Pitt game tomorrow. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.